Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages, from swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. John Coltrane, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from both of them every week. It's been a few months since my last show, and I wanted to bring you a little bit of this and a little bit of that this week. And since we're celebrating Independence Day here in the United States, I wanted to be sure to bring some of my favorite patriotic music. But before we get into that, this is the first song from my last show, and well, it works here again. Ramsey Lewis with The In Crowd on New York Standard.
Thank you.
smoking. Just smoking. There's no other way to say it. Smoking. That's Ramsey Lewis with The In Crowd. Probably his biggest hit. And it's a song I certainly can't speak. It's been a while since I've been to other baseball stadiums, but they play it at Yankee Stadium. Not every time I go, but damn near every time I go. And man, it's a great song. It's just a great song. And of course, they're, you know, in a setting like that, they're only playing a minute or two, so they don't get into the solos. They don't get into the real crowd aspect of it. But it's such a great song. No two ways about that. So moving into a portion of some of my favorite patriotic music. To me, Aaron Copland just typifies what is great about music in America, certainly, you know, in the early 20th century, anyhow. And I have a recording of Aaron Copland as performed by Leonard Bernstein, who could not have been a better match for Copland's work. I think only Copland might have done, and I stress might have, done a better job at arranging and conducting Copland himself. Fanfare for the Common Man, followed up by a really special performance of the same. Copland, Fanfare for the Common Man on New York Standard.
Thank you. from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-la-da, toot, he blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump a to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-do-da-da, do-do-do-do-da, he blows it a to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night, and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B. Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B. Well, if I got to tell you who those ladies are, I don't know if you're American or not, the Andrew Sisters. That's from a compilation that came out in the late 90s of their music. They... In the late 90s, the music business was starting to really fall apart, frankly. And so these compilations of music were really the only way that that an artist like the Andrew Sisters, I mean, we saw it even within some of the classic artists like Sinatra and others, you would see these assemblages of tunes, and this was one of them. It was called the Cocktail Hour. There was one other. I own another set similar, Dinah Shore, I think it is. And they're fun. Unfortunately, the quality is not great. And that quality is okay, considering, I mean, the thing was recorded in, you know, 42, 43, in that range. So it's not bad, considering. But it's they've done so much work over the years. So before we heard the Andrew Sisters, we heard Woody Herman featuring Stan Getz and Woody Herman's Thundering Herd, his take on Fanfare for the Common Man. And before that, we heard Copeland as conducted by Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic from another compilation of another of sorts, the Bernstein Century Copeland. It's a disc that includes Appalachian Spring, Billy the Kid, and Rodeo, as well as, obviously, Fanfare for the Common Man. Such a... My love of horns and grand horn themes, a la all of the great film themes that we grew up with, that John Williams conducted, all of that music was inspired by Aaron Copland and Leonard Bernstein himself as well. So moving on to the next, and I just want to keep it up-tempo. It's a nice summertime sort of, you know, let's get down and have some fun. Let's Face the Music and Dance, Anita O'Day, from an album called Pick Yourself Up. This is, in fact, an alternate take Let's Face the Music and Dance, Anita O'Day, on New York Standard.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance. Trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight, music, love and romance, let's face music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and
tripping all over my feet. I can rumble, I can samba too, but the mumbo's what I want to do. Will someone show me how to mumbo? And I'd like to know how you do a mumbo. Do you count to three? Do you count three, four? Won't someone please show me how to mumbo? Do you count two, three, four?
Mambo!
Is that what you do when you?
Mambo!
Do you count two, three, four?
Okay!
Is that what you say just?
Okay!
Ah! the mamba everywhere you go. Yes, the mamba has stolen the show. I can conga, I can tango too. But the mamba's what I want to do. Will someone show me how to mambo? I'd like to know how you do a mambo. Do you count 2, 3? Do you count 3, 4? Won't someone please show me how to mambo?
Thank you. Tell me what is wrong with you, little mama, little mama. What more do I have to do? You took my heart, you took my gold, and now you come here acting cold. Little mama, what else do you want? Little mama, little mama. You think you're such a much. Little mama, little mama. You played me for the softest touch. You left me here without a dime. You got my life owed out on time. Little mama, what else do you want? When I think of the moments, the things that we planned, everything that you wished for became my command. Bought you a mansion, 12 10-acre plots, your own private ocean for your platinum yachts. Little mama, tell me what is wrong with you. You took my heart, you took my gold, and now you come here acting cold. Little mama, what else do you want? Your own crystal ballroom, 22 bands, so many diamonds, you ran out of hand. Gold-plated bathroom, towels made of fur, a dozen marked his and 10,000 marked hers. Little mama, tell me what is wrong with you. You took my heart, you took my gold, and now you come here acting cold. Little mama, what else do you want? A king-size bed, a color TV, your own private channel showing nothing but me, a lavender caddy, long, sleek, and white, with a pastel thunderbird that hung from the side. Then I woke one morning feeling free as a breeze, just to find my little mama put me in the deep freeze. Little mama, tell me what is wrong with you. The day will come and you will see, I won't want you, but you want me. Little mama,
my favorite one of my all-time favorite songs from Billy Eckstine, and funny enough that it would be a favorite of mine given that it's sort of an up-tempo number, Little Mama. I think a lot of the reason I like that song, man, is because of the name, frankly. Little Mama, I call my wife Little Mama, I call my cat Little Mama, so Little Mama, I love it. That is from the Basie Eckstine Incorporated record. It really, if you don't own that, go out and get it. If you don't do that, you can tune into this thing whenever the hell you want, frankly. It's a lot of, that's just a lot of fun, that record. And before that, speaking of fun albums, Benny Goodman Live at Carnegie Hall, 1939. 1 o'clock jump. Again, no real complaints there. Before that, we heard from Show Me How to Mambo, Arthur Prysock. That's from a compilation, Morning, Noon, and Night, the best of Arthur Prysock. Tough to put that together. He was a bigger artist than you would imagine. I remember Arthur Prysock was one of the handful of artists that my grandmother on my mother's side really enjoyed listening to. And she loved him and Engelbert Humperdinck. Who knew? Who knew? And before that, we started off that set with Anita O'Day from the Pick Yourself Up record, Let's Face the Music and Dance. And again, that was an alternate take from that album. Well, it can't come as any surprise that you'd have to fit in some George Gershwin, talk about an American story. And that's all I'm going to say about this particular song, Rhapsody in Blue, George Gershwin, on New York Standard.
Thank you.
Gershwin may be the first guy that we have in popular culture that died tragically, I mean tragically and well before his time. Just a genius. His brother was a genius too, which is, I mean, what are the odds of that happening? But you know, earlier today, and today being July 4th, 2013, I posted on social media, Twitter and Facebook, that in addition to the loss of Jeff Buckley, the loss of a gentleman by the name of Chris Whitley was a similar sort of tragedy. Now, Whitley put out, well, he was discovered fairly young and put out a good handful of albums. If I had to guess, maybe a total of 7 or 8 records, whereas Buckley only put out the one, and then a series of compilations and live albums and that sort of thing, but only one official studio record. And but Whitley was similar, but you know, George Gershwin was at the absolute peak of his abilities, and again, you could play that back against Chris Whitley and Buckley and all of these folks who die before their time. And in pop culture, I'd like to think, and I could be wrong about this, that when George Gershwin died of a brain tumor, of all things, inoperable brain tumor, that he was sort of the first of that sort of bit of tragedy that we've come to know in the last 100 or so years. So we're coming to the close, we're not there yet, but again, it's been almost 2 months since I've done this show, and it is 2 months, I haven't listened to any Johnny Hartman, maybe a little bit of Nat Cole on shuffle on the subway. So here we go. Like I say, every week, Johnny Hartman and Nat Cole. And you can't beat Johnny Hartman and John Coltrane on the same record, My One and Only Love, on New York Standard.
Of thought of you makes my heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring. And you appear in all your splendor, my one and only love. The shadows fall and spread their mystic charms in the hush of night while you're in my arms. I feel your lips so warm and tender, my one and only love. The touch of your hand is like heaven, a heaven that I've never known. The blush on your cheek whenever I speak tells me that you are my own. You fill my eager heart with such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender, my one and only love, my one and only love.
If I had to choose just one day,
if I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you. Newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hills. Summer was a-coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills, nodding all together. I could almost hear them whisper, go on, kiss her, go on and kiss her. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that summer.
Newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hills. Summer was a coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills. Nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on and kiss her, go on and kiss her now.
If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that summer.
If I had to choose just one day.
Moscow. This mule ain't from the South. But this mule's had some learning. Mostly mouth to mouth. This mule could be called stubborn and lazy. But in a clever sort of way, this mule could be working, waiting, and learning and planning for a sacred kind of day. A day when burning sticks and crosses is not mere child's play, but a madman. His most incandescent bloom, whose lovely soul is imperfection and his most lustrous groom. So stand fast, young old mule, soothe in contemplation thy burning hole and aching thigh. Your stubbornness is of the living, and cruel anxiety is about to die.
Freedom for your daddy. Freedom.
your brothers and sisters, but no freedom for me. Freedom for your daddy's daddy. Freedom for your mama's mama. Freedom for your brothers and sisters, but no freedom for me.
Freedom for your daddy's daddy. Freedom for your mama's mama. Freedom for your brothers and sisters, but no freedom for me.
Freedom from Mingus. That's from a record called Mingus, 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 Mingus. And I thought it was a fitting end to today's show, given that it's being recorded on July 4th, 2013. Before that, we heard the Henderson Stomp, Fletcher Henderson, another truly American story. And we heard from Nat Cole, That Sunday, That Summer, which normally this show is up on Sundays, and I thought it was still fitting because it's Nat Cole. And before that, we heard from Johnny Hartman, My One and Only Love, and John Coltrane. Let's not forget the other man. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. It's been a too long break from this show for me, and look forward to more regular updates, hopefully weekly. My name is Andre Archambault, and this has been New York Standard.